USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would not put CIA officers at risk by asking them to undertake risky, controversial activity again.
President Trump's nominee to be CIA director, Gina Haspel, at her Senate confirmation hearing yesterday, where she was questioned heavily about her involvement with the use of torture techniques back in 2002. But she told lawmakers,
I would never, ever take CIA back to an interrogation program.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with a statement that says the U.S. needs to start using enhanced interrogation techniques again. Three Americans who'd been held by North Korea are back on U.S. soil.
I got to speak to them on the plane. These are great people. They've been through a lot.
President Trump speaking there as he greeted the three when they touched down at Joint Base Andrews just outside D.C. overnight. And this is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Iran and Israel trade rocket fire just hours after the Israeli Prime Minister comments on the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal.
We said that rather than blocking Iran's path to a bomb, the deal actually paves Iran's path to an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs, and this within a few years' time.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking there hours before Iranian forces in Syria fired at least 20 rockets at Israeli positions in the Golan Heights. Most of those rockets were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome defense system. Then hours later, Israel's military struck dozens of Iranian military targets in Syria, the largest Israeli strike in Syria since the civil war there started in 2011. First-time claims for jobless benefits unchanged from the previous week. The numbers from the Labor Department showing 211,000 Americans filing initial claims, the same as the week before. Experts had expected it to come in a little bit higher. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Officials at the Department of Defense are to release details at noon today about an ambush that claimed the lives of four members of a U.S. Army Special Forces team in Niger. Here's John Clemens.
The October 4, 2017 ambush took place about 120 miles north of Niamey in the impoverished West African nation. The bodies of three U.S. Green Berets were discovered on the day of the attack, while the fourth was not found until 2 days later. Roughly 800 U.S. troops are on a mission to advise and assist only. The four who were killed were believed to be in pursuit of a known leader of an Islamic terrorist group.
Senator John McCain has not returned to the Senate as he continues to battle brain cancer at his home in Arizona, but he has issued a statement in which he says the Senate should not confirm the nomination of Gina Haspel to be CIA director. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee saying he believes Haspel is a patriot who loves our country, but her role in overseeing the use of torture by Americans is disturbing. And McCain says Haspel's refusal to acknowledge torture's immorality at that hearing yesterday is disqualifying. And a deadly E. coli outbreak tied to romaine lettuce grown in Arizona now growing again, as the CDC has said the outbreak has spread to 29 states, most recently to Florida and Minnesota. One person has died, 148 others getting sick. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.